Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Like peace, joy, hope, and love, anticipation is often a word associated with Christmas. For those who waited expectantly for the promised Messiah, days of anticipation stretched into years and years into centuries. So imagine the joy of that first Christmas celebration. That's Selah with Joy. Amid all the glitter of the season, we need to remember the true reason for Christmas. The birth of Jesus was to provide a sacrifice for our sins that we might spend eternity with Him. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. I will come back to take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Remembering His promise, Christians reach out to a lost world, expectantly praying for Jesus' return.
Yeah.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra with Christmas Canon Rock. God has a unique way of doing things. For example, the slaying of Goliath. Who would imagine he'd choose a small shepherd boy with a slingshot to be a giant killer? Or how about Mary, a self-described humble servant who gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ? Whenever we feel insignificant, we'd do well to remember Joseph, a simple carpenter. He too was amazed at how God can use the least of us to accomplish the greatest things.
I'm sure he must have been surprised where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here, inside this stable filled with hay? Why her, she's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way. Say the word. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved, there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to say the word. Oh,
that's For Him with A Strange Way to Save the World. Parents have hopes and expectations for their children, never certain what the future holds. The angel Gabriel assured Mary her firstborn would be a son, and his name would be Jesus, that he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, that he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, his kingdom will never end. Mary knew Jesus was destined to become a ruler, but could she have imagined his miracles? The blind would see, the deaf would hear, the dumb would speak, the dead would live again. Could she comprehend, as she held her newborn baby, that she kissed the face of God?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God.
Kathy Mattea with Mary, Did You Know? Before the birth of Jesus, the angel Gabriel informed his mother Mary, he will be great and will be called the Son of God. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary was troubled at the announcement. Perhaps she could foresee Jesus giving his life for others. Her desire was to be a loving mother, to protect and hold her precious newborn son close to her heart.
Someday, when this night is over and the star has faded and the angels fly, look at you with wonder, dreaming of this first night when I heard you cry. Someday you'll take your tiny finger
Sandy Patty with Someday. We often feel overwhelmed. Our emotions are likely insignificant, however, compared to the concerns of a young girl, Mary, who more than 2,000 years ago was about to be an unwed mother in a society where that was totally unacceptable. Like Mary, if we are to be at peace, we too must yield our lives to God's purpose. We too must be filled with the Holy Spirit so we can enjoy our rebirth in Christ and give new life to others as we lead them to Christ by sharing God's love.
Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I'm only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He, blessed am I, made born in me.
Born in Me by Francesca Battistelli. You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Listen, and children listen to this fables in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with
With each passing day, people find new reasons and ways to celebrate Christmas. But for Christians, God's vision for our salvation, the birth of Christ, remains first from day one.
On the first day of Christmas, a vision came to me. A child born to set the world free.
On the second day, Christmas, a vision came to me. Two evergreens and a child born to set the world free.
Bum, 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 bum. On the third day of Christmas, a vision came to me.
Three fruit cakes,
two evergreens, and a child born to set the world free.
On the fourth day of Christmas, a vision came to me. Four manger scenes, three fruit cakes, two evergreens, and a child born to set the world free.
On the fifth day of Christmas, a vision came to me. Five shopping malls,
four manger scenes,
three fruit cakes,
two evergreens.
dreams and a child born to set the world free.
On the sixth day of Christmas, a vision came to me. Six carts with blessings,
five shopping malls,
four manger scenes, three fruit cakes, two evergreens, and a child born to set the world free.
On the seventh day of Christmas, a vision came to me. Seven plates of dressing,
six carts with blessings,
five shopping malls,
four manger scenes,
three fruit cakes, two evergreens,
and a child born to set the world free.
On the eighth day of Christmas, a vision came to me.
Eight choir rehearsals, 7 plates of dressing,
6 cards of blessing, 5 shopping malls,
4 manger scenes,
3
fruit cakes,
2
evergreens, and a child born to set the world free.
On the ninth day of Christmas, a vision came to me.
9 cash dispersals.
Ouch.
8 choir rehearsals.
7 plates of dressing.
6 cards with blessings.
5 shopping malls. 4 manger scenes. 3 fruit cakes. 2 evergreens. And a child born to set the world free.
On the 10th day of Christmas, a vision came to me. 10 trees for trimming,
9
cash dispersals,
8
choir rehearsals,
7 plates of dressing,
6 cards with blessings,
5 shopping malls,
4 manger scenes, 3 fruit cakes, 2 evergreens, and a child, the child.
On the 11th day of Christmas, a vision came to me. 11 of the burning day. Four manger scenes, 3 fruit cakes, 2 evergreens, and a child born to set the world free. On the 12th day of Christmas, a vision came to me. 12 diet slimming.
11
stockings brimming, 10
trees for trimming, 9
cash dispersals, 8
choir rehearsals, 7
plates of dressing, 6
cards with blessings,
5 shopping malls, 4 manger scenes, 3 fruit cakes, 2 evergreens, and a child born to set the world.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy
New
First Call, with their own unique take on the 12 days of Christmas. If the Christmas story is to be truly meaningful for us, we need to fast forward 33 years in Jesus' life to understand the full impact of his mission here on earth. For without his death, burial, and resurrection, his birth alone, while remarkable, would not be sufficient to erase our sins. So great a sacrificial love gift is almost beyond human comprehension. But as we believe, the true spirit of Christmas, Christ, lives within us.
In a land far away, time stood still long ago. There were shepherds in fields, or at least this is how the story goes. Woman with child at an inn with no room, born in a manger. the story goes, but it's more than a fable, and it's more than a fairy tale, and more than my mind can conceive. I believe the wise men saw the baby boy the angels called the Son of God, heaven's child, the great I am, born to take away my sin through nail-pierced hands. Emmanuel has come, I believe. 2,000 years, still the story lives on. God's gift to us, sent to earth, wrapped in flesh, His only Son, His only Son. And the heartbeat of heaven confounded our wisdom, but it's still the simple truth that set me free. The baby boy the angels call the Son of God, heaven's child, the great I am, born to take away my sin through nail-pierced hands. Emmanuel has come, and I believe.
That's Natalie Grant with I Believe. For centuries, the world awaited a long-expected Messiah. And, since Jesus' brief time on earth, more centuries have passed as we anticipate His promised return. But for Christians, Jesus is always with us. His name, Emmanuel, means God with us. Christ's primary mission was to bring salvation to sinners, but He also showed us how to be loving and compassionate. As we follow His example and seek His presence, He is here to guide us in our times of need.
Beside you, and His love.
Before the days of modern navigational aids, sailors relied on stars to get their bearings, especially the North Star as a focal point to direct their travels. At Jesus' birth, a star led both the great and the humble to the Christ child. To avoid being lost wandering through life, we too need the Star of Bethlehem. That star is Jesus Christ. As you search for direction in life, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Look to the star and receive God's love gift of forgiveness and blessings. Simply pray, Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins. I believe you are the Son of God who died and rose again. I accept you as Lord and Savior and ask you to fill my heart with your love and lead me through life. Amen. That's Twyla Paris with Wandering Pilgrim.
Pray.
One thing the holidays do best, it's bringing people together, whether in person or in memory. Let's reflect on the beauty of these special, fleeting moments. Till the Season Comes Round Again by Amy Grant.
Come and gather around at the table in the spirit of family and friends. And we'll all join hands and remember this moment till the season comes round again. Let's all try to smile for the picture, and we'll hold it as long as we can. May it carry us through should we ever get lonely till the season comes around again. Tidings till the next.
next time I see you again. If we must say goodbye, let the spirit go with you till the season comes around again. If we must say goodbye, let the spirit go with you, and we'll love and we'll laugh in the time that we have till the season comes around.
You've been listening to a Christmas and New Year special from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.